Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Iced Coffee Pod.
I feel like every time we say hello, we should follow it up with like sweaty balls. That's what I feel like we sound like right there.
Yes. Sweaty balls.
That's wow. I swear to God, that's what this, that's all I think. I'm sorry. I'm in a really, really goofy mood today.
She just got out of a class.
I just finished teaching Zumba, so like my endorphins are really high. So, you know, I'm just goofy. It is. You're getting goofy, Danielle.
That's fine. I'm sick, Molly, so we're good.
Boom.
Vibe at the beginning of this episode.
I think that's going to be the new norm. It's just starting with negative
vibes. My negative vibe is the fucking cold weather in May.
Yeah.
We had beautiful weather for weeks.
85 degrees.
And then all of a sudden, it's 40 degrees outside, and this bitch wakes up with a sore throat and a snotty nose.
And some grossness. Some grossness, basically.
I don't want to deal with that. And I have to deal with new drama in finding medicine that is gluten-free.
Oh, damn.
So like,
I didn't even think of medicine containing gluten.
A decent amount of it does.
What the fuck?
I know.
Does quercetin have gluten in it?
I don't know what that is.
That's for people with like high blood pressure, so they have to make it like special for them, because you know people with high blood pressure, if they're taking like high blood pressure meds, they can't take a lot of cold medicine. So quercetin, HBP is for them. Maybe that's gluten-free.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Advil cold and sinus may or may not be. There's no definite answer.
That's insane.
And that's what I'm taking. So we'll see if I have an issue with it. Sudafed is good, but I didn't look at that until after I left this place because I felt like crap.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even put two and two together about gluten-free medicine.
Yeah. Well, I looked at, so when I was there, I looked at the Pepto and I looked that up and I looked up the cough drops, but
damn,
I didn't think to look up Advil.
Got it too.
Yeah.
Damn.
And actually like a decent amount of them do.
Like Halls?
I don't know if Halls is.
Halls is bomb.
But Luden's is good. Luden's is good.
Okay,
so,
good.
Like, I got Luden's. I know Luden's is good stuff. So, I got the Luden's watermelon, and I've been eating them all day. Like, I'm not, like, I thought I was scared that I was going to be a lot more sick. It was kind of one of those things where, like, I woke up yesterday, and Jimmy and I had an event to go to for my work at noon yesterday. And I woke up, and it was kind of one of those things where, like, you know, if it's kind of cold, but it's not crazy cold, and you have a fan on, you wake up, your throat kind of hurts.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it'll probably go away. Because that happens all the time. Jimmy constantly, like, I don't mind a fan being on. I like a fan being on when I'm sleeping, but I don't want it on high.
Yeah, you got to keep that on, like, medium.
And he comes medium in and puts low. It on high every night. And
I don't,
so, like,
you know what it is? I don't like a ceiling fan on high because I feel like it's going to fly off and hit me.
Okay, thank you for that. Because Jimmy and I actually had an argument about that one
really?
Day. Because when this fan is on high,
it's like,
it shakes.
Yeah!
And I'm like, that's scary.
It is scary.
My side of the bed.
And it's right when you're sleeping.
Scary.
And you wake up and you have no head. Like,
exactly.
That bothers. See?
So,
I'm glad to know that it is a rational fear.
It is a rational fear.
All
because
right, good.
I am not okay with that.
I feel
Let us
good
know
now.
If you're scared about that.
That's a terrifying thought.
It's terrifying.
I think I've watched too much like Final Destination shit for me to even be okay with that.
Yes.
Like, that's why I don't drive behind really big trucks, like tow trucks with the thing.
Right.
Because you know that's how Jane Mansfield died.
Yeah.
That would be Mariska Hargitay's mother, for those out there wondering.
Beautiful.
And Mariska
woman.
Hargitay was in the car, and the only reason that Mariska Hargitay is even alive is because she was sleeping in the back seat. My grandmother and I just had this conversation.
Okay, that's
because
fun
there
facts.
Was a truck on the right side of us that had the tow truck part. And she was like, don't get behind that truck. You know that's how Jane Mansfield died. I was like, thank you. Again, another rational fear.
It is very rational.
It's so rational.
So I thought that maybe it would go away, and it didn't. It's just a minor head cold. I'm just bitching about it because it's annoying.
It's your negative vibe.
It's my negative vibe. I don't want to have a cold.
Cold stuff.
And it's caused by the cold.
Yeah.
I feel like
cold it's cold. Cold-based cold. It's stupid.
Speaking of Final Destination stuff, have you do you watch Fargo?
No.
Okay. It's great. you should definitely watch it. This season's pretty good, but if you can go back, I haven't seen season one, but everyone says season one is really good. I watched season two. Season two was fantastic. And season three just started. There's been like three episodes, and it is so good. And there's this one scene. So you know the scene in one of the final... Do you watch... You watched all the Final Destinations?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the one scene in one of the Final Destinations where the pane of glass falls on that boy?
Yes.
And like, in half. That's like crazy scene in Final Destination. In Fargo, in episode two, there's a couple, and they push an air conditioning vent. It's like on purpose, though. Mm-hmm. But they push an air conditioning vent out the window, and it falls and squishes the person standing on the ground outside the window.
Oh, my God.
And it was so Final Destination. Nobody knows what Final Destination is anymore.
Really?
I think it was just... I've asked, like, a few people because of that scene in Fargo, and I, like, wanted to talk about it. And, like, nobody watched Final... Like, we must have had, like, this weird, like, span of group that, like, watched Final Destination and no one else did.
There was, like, three of them, right?
There was more. There was, like, eight or something. It was crazy. There was, like, a ton of them.
I remember the one with... first of all, you obviously, everyone remembers the first one where the boy has the dream of the plane going down. Mm-hmm. So then, like, six people wind up getting off the plane and then the plane explodes while they're in the thing. And then everyone's looking at him like, oh... And then everybody starts dying off. But I remember the one where they were by a train track or something. Mm-hmm. And the train went by and went over that piece of metal and it wound up cutting that guy in half. Mm-hmm. That was a cool part.
There were so many cool parts.
There were some cool parts.
I loved
And then
this
the
movie.
One with the truck. Again, another reason why I do not drive behind very large trucks.
Yeah, that happened in that movie too.
With the wood.
With the what? With the logs.
Yeah, the logs mm-hmm. fell and came through the car. See? There's a reason. For my madness.
It's crazy.
It's insanity.
Go watch those movies. Recommendation.
Yeah. All of Final Destination.
And then watch Fargo season three, maybe.
Episode two.
And tell me if you think that it's very Final Destination-y, because I thought it was.
Sounds good.
What's your negative vibe?
My negative vibe has to do with the fact of why I'm here on a Monday. Mm. My negative vibe is cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer sucks.
It does.
And on Friday, I was a little bummed out because one of my coworkers at my job has been battling cancer for about a year, and she finally lost her battle on Friday. The funeral is tomorrow, by the way. And
a huge bummer.
Yeah. So we're going to go, and we're going to celebrate the wonderful woman that she was. She was fantastic. She was an inspiration to everyone. She lasted much longer than doctors gave her credit for in the beginning.
That's good.
She was literally, when she got diagnosed, she had like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That was a year ago. So she's been crushing it. But I guess the time comes, and when your time is there, your time is there, and her time is there. So we're going tomorrow, and we're going to celebrate her life. And I think it's just going to be small, because I'm pretty sure it's just at the cemetery. So my negative vibe is that. Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Because literally, hers started with indigestion, and she had stage 4 stomach cancer. So go to the doctor if things don't seem right, or if things don't behave the way that they're supposed to. Or if you have indigestion for a month straight, and you've changed your diet, and you don't know why, go to the doctor. I recommend doctors.
Yeah, I recommend doctors, too.
And then, if you're not happy with the doctor or the result that you got, get a second opinion. Mm. Get a third opinion. Get as many opinions as you need. Get one of those full body scans. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, do that. Look at what happened to me.
Exactly.
You don't want to be misdiagnosed for 28 years.
That's what I'm saying. Just go get yourself checked out. Find a decent doctor and adhere to what you need to adhere to. That is my negative vibe for the week.
All right. We can do What Did We Wiki.
I wikied when does Real Housewives of New Jersey start?
Yes.
That is what I literally looked up this morning.
So we can segue into that first. So, we found out Jersey starts soon. They did the, like...
Super soon.
Super soon. They did, like, the preview episode already that's on my DVR. So I watched maybe the first season of Jersey and then never watched it again.
It gets so much better.
I do vaguely remember watching Teresa.
Oh, it gets better.
But I didn't watch any of the other Butts. Now, this is not to say that I did not follow them, because I do.
Everybody knows
what happens. I've followed all of the New Jersey Housewives my entire Instagram career. So I'm familiar with them and their deals.
Yes.
I just haven't watched the show. So Danielle is going to pitch New Jersey to me.
Welcome
as to why
to Jersey.
I should watch it again.
Welcome to Jersey. So, last you saw, you had, I'm assuming, Danielle Staub, the prostitution whore, the table flipping incident at the book with the prostitution whore.
Oh, you're stripping? You are stripping? Prostitution whore? You are f***ing days 19 times? You f***ing stupid bitch!
Well, it gets 10 times better. First of all, Danielle Staub and Teresa have this major blowout at the reunion, I believe, the following season. And Danielle tries to bring out, you know, the fact that Teresa and her family don't even talk like that, and then tries to bring up, like, her brother. Segue to the next season, the brother and his wife were on the show.
Who? Give me
Melissa
names,
Gorga.
Okay, because I do know their names.
The Gorgas are on the show.
Okay.
So then it's this whole thing, and then, oh, the incident with the sprinkle cookies. Oh, Melissa had, and this is, this just goes to show you why Jersey is the way that it is. They were arguing because Melissa had brought some sprinkle cookies to Teresa's party one time, and Teresa threw out the sprinkle cookies. So, sprinkle cookies is an ongoing theme. In fact, this season, Teresa brought Melissa some sprinkle cookies. it's amazing. And then, this season in and of itself, the way that they banded together after Teresa went to jail, like, the Gorgas and...
I will say that the reputation that the show is having as far as camaraderie after her coming back is kind of what makes me interested in watching the show
again. It's so intense.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was so supportive while she was away. And now that Joe is away, like, Joe Giudice, not Giudice.
Yeah.
Giudice.
We're going to say it right.
Yes. Joe Giudice. Mind you, I met him in Atlantic City.
Really?
In a casino.
That's awesome.
Me and Mom took a picture.
Just cash?
We never put it on the internet because she was like, I promise we won't do anything. You know, we won't, you know, put you on blast or anything. Saw him in a casino, took a picture. He was very nice and smelled very good, but
a lot
shorter than I expected.
Mm.
Like my height.
Italian men.
Yeah.
They're tiny.
Very small.
They're short and stout.
Which is funny because Joe Gorga looks like he's shorter than Joe Giudice. So if he's shorter, I'm like, he's probably like shoulder height to me.
He probably is shorter. Italian men are short.
They're really short.
I've dated a lot of Italians, and that's because I used to like short guys.
There you go.
Joey's the only guy I've ever dated that's taller than me.
There you go. So back to Jersey. So last season, I'm not even going to go into So Jacqueline left. Then Jacqueline came back. I can't stand Jacqueline. She's a busybody.
Is she back now?
She's back now, but I think she might not be back.
Oh, my God. My sound is on every device around the room.
Jacqueline left. Then Jacqueline came back. Now, Jacqueline has an autistic son. It's very sad. And,
sure.
You know, she's
we take everything with a grain of salt for the Housewives. I mean, we all know the tragic.
Yeah. They deal with stuff.
Deal of that.
Yeah. You know, she's dealing with that and everything. But she's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
She is completely...
I mean, Dorit.
She's bipolar. Like, she is all over the place. I don't understand it. Like, one minute, she's sitting there, and this is all just last season. The one minute, she's sitting there calling Teresa a criminal at dinner in front of her brother, her sister-in-law, all their friends, screaming criminal at her.
Technically, she is.
However, in the same sense, though, you can't then, the very next episode, be crying because you saw the footage of Teresa and Joe saying goodbye when Joe went to prison.
Yeah.
He's a criminal.
I know.
Let's keep that in
Although
mind.
I will say that that is something that keeps me into New York, is the fact that they scream at each other and
they
then are fine.
Yeah.
And I like that.
That's fun.
Because I feel like that's, like, real.
Yeah. That's kind of the similar situation that happened in Potomac.
Yeah.
Between Giselle and Charisse.
Yeah.
Yeah. This last season, they brought on two new people. It was Jacqueline, normally, Teresa, and Melissa. Mm-hmm. Now, Caroline left, which she needed Manzo. To go. Yes, Carolyn yeah. Manzo left. Dina is gone. She's not on the show anymore.
Damn, OGs.
OGs. She left. Well, Dina left, like, season one.
Oh, really?
Then she came back, like, periodically, and then she left again.
Caroline's so, been on the whole time, right?
She left, like, 2-3 seasons ago. Because she was doing, like, Manzoed with children and all
yeah.
that shit. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She had her
yeah,
own show.
She's on her own shit. So, they brought on Dolores and Siggy.
I've heard a lot about Siggy.
Dolores is my bitch.
Really?
I fucks heavy with Dolores. I feel
I
like...
I can't picture Dolores.
Oh, you can picture Dolores, because she looks like a better-looking Teresa.
Oh, really?
Yes. Look up Dolores. I'm going to look her she up. Is... First of all, her body is banging. She owns a gym. She owns several gyms, actually. Her and her ex-husband own several gyms. Her and the ex-husband have a very fully functioning relationship, but she's trying to get out from his shadow and, like, do her own thing.
Sure.
So, she's been doing that, and she's fantastic. She's been doing, like, female things at the gym, like, female empowerment night. She had Teresa teach a yoga class. Like, it was bomb. Dolores is so real. She is, I absolutely adore Dolores. I feel like me and Dolores
would be
friends. Dolores
on Instagram?
I don't know. So, but Dolores and Teresa knew each other from ages ago. So, she knows all the dirty. And yes, I said dirty.
Yeah.
She knows all the dirty. So.
That's what we do.
Then, Siggy. Siggy is a relationship expert. Who was divorced.
Oh my god.
So keep that in mind. But the thing that I both love and hate about Siggy is the fact that she is, for lack of a better term, a more caring Ashley of Potomac. She gets involved in a lot of shit.
More than Ashley?
But she does it from a perspective that she actually genuinely cares. No, that's Melissa. But she does it from a place where she genuinely, like, gives a shit. And she just wants everyone to be happy. And she wants everyone to, like, succeed.
Sure.
And she wants, that's like, nice. That genuineness. I gotta say, the first episode that Siggy was on was right after she had a facelift.
I remember that on Bitch Sesh.
And she was drinking soup out of a straw.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Are you finding Dolores?
No.
Would you like some help in finding Dolores?
Yeah,
okay. I will continue to look up Dolores.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Siggy, I will say, also listening to Bitch Sesh, Siggy is one of the reasons that I did want to start watching it again this season, because they raved about her last season.
Oh, here it is. Dolores Catania. How could you not find Dolores?
No.
She's beautiful. Like,
I want to see.
She's just, I can't. I can't with Dolores. Like a better looking Teresa, am I right?
I'm not sold.
See, you have to see her, like, sans makeup.
She looks like a lot.
You gotta see. She's really not. She's so chill. She just wants everything to just be, like, cool. And she's so nice. Like, I love Dolores.
She looks like a little bit like Giselle.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, she's all right.
I think it's the tan.
See, and the hair and the makeup.
I feel like you would like
and
her
she's
in
a little
watching
bit, like,
last season.
Tall and thin.
You gotta watch last season. But you're going to hate Jacqueline after you watch last season.
Ugh.
Yeah.
See, okay. I have to admit, I am falling out of love quickly because Sweet Home Oklahoma has kind of ruined me.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I just love it so much. All I want to do is watch episodes of Sweet Home Oklahoma and, like, nothing else. Because it's just so fun. It's like a sitcom, but real. And I love it. Because there's no, like, real heavy drama. And no one ever yells at each other. And it's just, like, casual and fun.
You know they're making Southern Charm Savannah.
I did see that. But Southern Charm isn't the same as Sweet Home. Southern Charm is, like, on the par of, like, Vanderpump Rules.
Of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes. Where it's like, there's a decent amount of drama on Southern Charm. It is less than Real Housewives, only because Real Housewives, I feel like it's so much estrogen.
It's so much.
it's just a lot of estrogen.
Like, even when the dudes fight, they wind up getting along again.
Yeah. So it's just a lot. It's like, a lot of,
like, they pull pranks,
like,
on each other where they put, like, their stakes on their butts. Like,
yeah.
Stupid dude pranks.
Right. But Southern Charm,
that was,
like,
hilarious, Schwartz. Good job.
Southern Charm, there's, like, guys and girls, and so it's, like, it's just less drama than Housewives, mm-hmm. because Housewives, I mean, you can't put that many women, especially middle-aged women, in a room.
Even when those women, their husbands are bitches.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time, I was not feeling Peter of Real Housewives
God,
of Atlanta.
Peter.
For the longest,
I still am not feeling
not
him.
Feeling
he is
him.
A whiny little bitch.
I wanted them to succeed. I wanted them to succeed.
I didn't,
just like
because
how,
I don't like him.
Just like how I want Robin and Juan Dixon to succeed.
I don't like him either.
I want them to succeed. I feel like I don't like him just because he never says anything.
He cheated on her.
Yeah, but that was ages ago.
So?
They've already gotten divorced.
Right, and he's still fooling around with other women.
But you don't know that.
But probably.
But you don't know that.
But probably.
But you don't know that.
But probably. And same thing with Peter. I don't trust him either.
I don't trust him, but...
I don't trust either of them.
Fuck him. I don't trust him.
You can do better.
The last thing you wikied was Dolores Catania.
The real last thing I wikied was Bedrock Park. Because, unlike most people, when I'm bored at work, I get on the weatherchannel.com.
Really?
And they have really cool articles.
You read it for the articles? Really? Is that the argument that you're giving me right now?
I will lead you guys into this. Okay. So
Molly is a 75-year-old woman. That's what she's leading you into.
I mean, we're not far off.
Girl, I am 30.
but I go to bed at 7:30 every day.
And you wake up at like 4. Gotta get that early bird special.
I mean, it's true, though. I posed a very strong argument the other day about
me. I wonder if IHOP is gluten-free.
Probably not.
I think
it would
they
be
would.
Cross-contaminated.
But I think that they would.
Yeah, for gluten intolerant. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to eat it.
Probably not.
I posed a really strong argument the other day for why Jimmy and I should move into an old, like, an old people community. I have a lot of irrational fears about dying. I am not scared of, like, getting shot or, like, getting jumped or...
I think we've had this conversation on here before.
Yeah, I'm not scared of that. I'm just so scared of, like, falling and cracking
shower.
My head open.
Yeah.
So it's like, old people homes, they check in on you.
Like I said...
They make sure that you're alive.
We've had this conversation because there was the time that you did not answer the phone.
Yeah.
And I came over.
Right.
Because there's... I ain't
but that's
no,
why I want to move to an
I'm
old
not letting my bitch
home.
Die. It's not happening. I'm going to make sure you ain't dead.
Even if it was just one of those communities with, like, lots of houses.
That's where my grandmother lives now, in Arizona.
Yeah, my mom's friend lives in one. And it's just, like, over 50 community. And they're just, like, houses. And it's gated.
I'm not doing that shit.
100% I'm doing it as
soon
as I turn 50.
But you know what? I guarantee you, as soon as I turn 50, I'm going to want to do that shit.
Yeah, it's safe.
But
why wouldn't you want the safety of it?
And not only that, you know what it is? Right now, I'm 30. Mm-hmm. I cannot fucking stand 20-somethings. I can't.
Yeah, me either.
Like, 21, 22,
I'm
get out of
my
face.
I'm in my 20s, and I don't want to deal with people my age.
Like, 21, 22, get out of my face. Especially, teenagers? I can't even. Like, no.
I'm better with teenagers than I am with 20-year-olds.
I don't want to
because...
see... No. You know what I think of when I think teenagers? Mall teenagers.
Yeah, that's true.
Mall teenagers are some
They're
assholes.
Annoying.
I don't want to be around you. You take up too much space in the mall.
That's
you're
true.
Taking up too much with the walking, and you're all together
mall
in one
rat,
line. And, but you're all together in one line.
I know, we did that.
One
I
horizontal
that.
Fucking line. You're blocking me from getting to walking fuss. Move!
I 100% was that kid.
I want to get my Bobo tea. Move your ass.
You weren't a mall rat?
No. I was. I mean, it was just the three of us. So it wouldn't be like...
Oh, no. We had a big group.
It was three of us. We would meet with some friends. Then we'd go by ourselves. And then we'd walk across to the avenue. And then,
I mean, my friends...
We never took up an entire horizontal row in the mall.
We did.
Making
I'm
it
sure
so people can't walk by. We were respectful.
I don't know for sure, but probably...
We were
we probably
respectful.
Did.
I can't tolerate that shit. We thought we were cool. And then they're all loud and cursing. Like, I don't need my 8-year-old hearing you drop F-bombs. I know I do it, but I'm an adult.
I don't remember it being, like, a cool thing to do when I was in school.
But cursing
and stuff.
It wasn't a big thing.
I just don't think it was, like, a big deal when I was in
like
school.
Like, 8 years really old, he's an 8-year-old boy. He's going to want to drop the F-bomb.
Right.
Especially because his little 13-year-old friend that he hangs out with drops the F-bomb.
Right.
But, like, I've said to him, and, like, the friend even said to him, he was like, hey, don't be like me. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you go, friend. you promote self-confidence. You do it.
You do you.
I like that. You hang out with him all you want.
But I'm, like, okay with teenagers because I feel like I remember that. So I'm, like, I'm a little bit more lenient with it. Now,
see, my kid's halfway there. Kids, I don't want to remember
I'm, like,
that.
I'm not cool about that. But, like, I mean, I'm pretty good with Jimmy's kids and they're both teenagers. And, like, my nieces and nephews are teens and I'm fine
with them.
That's
family teens. You can deal with family teens.
Yeah. I think that my problem is I never acted like that. Like, I never went out and partied, really.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
You know what I did in college?
To think about being my age and going out and drinking, I'm just like, why? I could be, like, home napping.
You know what I did in college? Slept.
Yeah. I slept so much, and I still do.
I slept through all my morning classes.
Napping.
Because I just wanted to sleep.
Napping is a gift from God.
It really is. I tell you what, the best thing happened on Sunday.
You gotta know.
I woke up, it was 10 o'clock, I was like, I don't really feel like getting up. It was like 9, I'm not even going to say it was 10. It was like 9. I called grandma, she didn't feel like going to church. I was like, bomb, so now I don't have to go to church. So then I get up to go pee, I get back in the bed, the dog comes in the bed, is in bed between me and the boy. I was like, you know what? We should go back to sleep. The dog wants to go to sleep. We should go to sleep. And you know what? We fucking went back to sleep.
I think that's fantastic.
And we did not wake up until like 1 something, and it was grand.
Back to Bedrock Park.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I looked this up is because, so I'm going to lead you into the weatherchannel.com. The reason that I look at it is because...
I'm going to lead you back down that rabbit hole.
So, I look at it every day because of the weather, obviously. And so, because I click on it all the time and look at it, I notice that they have, like, really cool pictures and stuff. Like, they have, like, photo contests mm-hmm. and stuff like that are, like, really cool. Like, they have, like, abandoned school pictures and, like, amusement parks. And then they have, like, photo contests. So, I started looking at their photos and stuff. And that's how I got into, like, looking at their photos and articles and things. And they had an article about this place called Bedrock Park. Mm. And it's in, like, Arkansas or something. And it's just this, like, janky-ass Flintstones-themed amusement park that, like, got shut down. And now it's, like, this campground that you can go stay at. It's got, like, a hotel, like a restaurant and stuff like that. But it looks so janky. And, like, if it wasn't in the middle of nowhere, I would go to it because it looks so crazy and weird. But then I found out that do you watch, like, Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart and all them on YouTube?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, they're bomb, strong-ass, like, amazing women who started out on YouTube. And now, like, they have these, like, all individual, like, amazing careers. And they've done movies together and stuff like that. And they did this thing called Hey USA a couple years ago. And they were, like, so starting to get big on YouTube, where they toured the United States and they went to Bedrock Park.
Mm.
And so I, like, fell into this whole deep dive.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Bedrock Park.
Sounds good.
I think it's in Arkansas, but look it up. It's so weird looking.
I mean, you would think that it would
And the
be.
Website is, like, straight from, like, 2000.
Oh, God.
It's, like, the screen isn't proportionate and it hasn't been updated. It's crazy. It was really funny. So, do you want to start Housewives?
Yes.
All right. So, I will say, I didn't take a whole lot of notes about Potomac, and I did not watch New York.
I watched Potomac, New York, and Atlanta.
Start with the Atlanta reunion.
Oh, bitch. There was a reason this shit was 4 parts, let me just say. So
well, let's summarize.
Let's summarize. In fact, you know what? What I'm going to do is just completely summarize all four of them because it really only climaxes at four.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Because they say like all
when
of
I
them.
Back when I watched the reunions, that's yeah. how it always
it,
was.
It climaxes on the last one. So it was Cynthia's 50th birthday.
On the fourth reunion?
On the reunion.
Well, that's rough.
Yeah. The shit was... It literally hit every fan possible. Because it was... There's been this whole spiel this week, this year of the lies. And I'm sure you've seen the wonderful GIFs all the time and the audio clips of the lies, yes. The lies, the lies. That happened on the fourth one.
God. I asked you 2 days ago.
That's what I'm talking about, Portia. You keep saying, why I think she pulled your strings?
Right.
The lies, the lies, the lies.
Major, tell me what's going on.
Y'all accused me of being a f***ing rapist.
Oh, I can't.
That's the type of I be talking about.
There's no such thing as too far when it comes down to Phaedra.
This is an all-time low. But they both need to go down.
What do you think about what just happened?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? What did you think?
I'm shocked.
You have to understand how f***ed up this
so,
is.
You know, you recap the season. You see that, you know, Phaedra and Kenya were friends period for a brief moment in time. Mm-hmm. And then it was divorce party gate. And she threw her a divorce party. You don't throw somebody a divorce party. If someone wants to have a divorce party, let them throw it.
Yeah. Or, like, it's something that's discussed. Yeah. Like, two friends talking and one being like,
you don't surprise a divorce
then,
party.
Sure.
You don't surprise a divorce. You just...
Although I will say, her reaction was a little much.
Her reaction...
Cynthia's reaction was what I would expect.
Yeah, like,
she was quiet. Oh, she was grateful.
Demure. You know?
She was grateful for the thought.
Yeah.
And then had a discussion. I don't...
That's not something that you... Cynthia's reaction was good. It was very, okay.
And then she expressed it later.
Exactly.
She addressed it. She said, you know, it wasn't for me. I appreciate the thought.
Just
she didn't mean
out,
any harm. She said. She was like, I know she didn't mean any harm by it.
So that was one thing. Then they were talking about the boob gate.
Mm-hmm.
About how everyone's getting boobs. Candy
they
got her
great.
Boobs done. She said she got them. Nipped and tucked. Mm. So, Kenya refuses to admit that she has implants.
I mean...
She's had something put in there. Whether
maybe,
she's had a lift...
Maybe she had a lift. Because her boobs are normal size.
Yeah.
They're just really big.
Yeah.
And they're a little perky.
To be that big. Yeah.
Like but they don't look inflated.
Right. Like, me and Kenya's boobs look the same in size.
Mm-hmm.
Mine don't sit up as high as her.
Right.
And I'm 30. There's no reason why they would be less than hers. Like,
Yeah. Nah.
She's had a lift done. And Phaedra had no problem owning up to her lift. She was like, oh, no, I had a lift. These are mine, but I had a lift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, you do you. So, then, you know, you run through the season of the trip to Hawaii and... Everything that happened and the fact that, and then it ends on the third one with the whole rumor that happened that Phaedra told, well, that someone told Portia that Candy and Todd were going to put something in her drink and take her home.
Which, can I just say, I understand that if that was serious, it would be a strong accusation.
Mm-hmm.
However, from the get-go, when that originally happened, because that was on the show, I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was, too.
And I was very surprised by how seriously everybody took it. Because I understand that if it was serious or malicious,
mm-hmm.
it would be a serious accusation.
Yeah.
But coming from someone watching it from the outside, and even in a spin where, like,
they
a show where they would
it look,
spin it to make it look worse than it was... I still took it as a joke.
I also took it as a joke. But apparently, Candy did not.
Which, I'm like, I don't know.
And it was this whole huge thing. And apparently, a couple of days before the reunion, Portia was served with a cease and desist from Candy to keep her from talking about it. So when Andy asked the question, she was like, you know, this is what I know, this is what was told to me, and what I'm going to do, because I got served with the cease and desist, and I can't talk about it, I am going to turn to Phaedra because she told me this. And then that's when the shit hit the fan. Then it was, you said that? I can't believe that you... Candy lost her mind. She was crying and saying, you called me a rapist.
Can I just say, her reaction to this just makes me think that it could have been real.
Yeah.
Because it just you wasn't a big deal. You don't lose your mind over something like that. It just wasn't like a that, big deal. Yeah. Like, if I was out with some people and I was like, oh, you're going to drug rape me, date rape me or something, I understand that it's not something to joke about. It's not something that I would joke about. But I took it as a joke in this context.
I took it as a joke in that context, especially the way that the delivery in and of itself.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Andy was bringing up her sex dungeon in the first reunion port. I was like, are you... And she's just rolling her eyes and stuff. And then this comes out.
I can't handle Candy.
So Candy was like losing her mind. And Phaedra was backtracking. And basically Phaedra got caught in a lie. Because she had told Portia that she heard it directly from Candy. But apparently she had not heard it directly from Candy. She heard it from someone else. And then repeated it, which was not the delivery that Portia had. And Portia was like, I would never say something like that about someone if you didn't tell me that she said it directly to you. Like, she was like, I would never even, you know, go there.
It wouldn't be anything to talk about.
Exactly. So then Phaedra's crying. Well, Phaedra's not crying. Phaedra's like stone face. You know, she never lets any. She never lets any emotions go. Portia's crying. Right. She's like bawling because she's like, I feel so bad for what Candy has been through because of this. And Candy's crying, losing her mind.
Again, I don't understand what she's been through.
Apparently,
I feel like it's all
Instagram
on her,
comments. That's what she's been through. Instagram comments and hashtags calling her Bill
because
Cosby
because she's freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, if she laughed it off, it would have been laughed off and done.
Exactly.
In that one episode that it got brought up.
If she had
been like, oh, you know that I wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
If she could have taken it in stride and put up a picture of her in a Bill Cosby sweater, and everyone would have just laughed it off and it would have been done.
I mean, I feel like no one would have even said anything if she hadn't made a big deal out of it.
But
she's
the fact of the matter
is,
Phaedra got caught in a lie.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we know Phaedra's not coming back next season.
Phaedra is not coming back next season. And I'm pretty sure Frick and Frack are done.
Well, sure.
Yeah, Frick and Frack are done.
Portia
is not having it anymore. She was like, you know, you told me that you heard it straight from the horse's mouth, and now you're telling me that... She was like, and I asked you
Which, and I hate to say this as well, standing up for Portia, because I do... I mean, Phaedra, because I do kind of like Phaedra. It was probably a flip comment.
It probably was.
So, I mean,
again... But the problem is, she kept the lie going.
Right.
Because, like I was saying, Portia was like, we just had this conversation before we came out here, and you said that she told you. And we had this conversation 2 days ago when I got served with that cease and desist, and you told me she told you. And
yeah,
we had this conversation in Hawaii, and you told me
because
she told you.
Because I understand,
you.
Like, in the first...
Like, she kept the lie going.
Yeah,
that's
I understand,
the problem.
Like, in the first conversation that you have about it, if you're just like, yeah, she told me, blah, 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 blah.
But then to continue on, to perpetuate the lie, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So it ended with everyone blowing out the cake for Cynthia. Well, Cynthia blowing out the cake for her birthday. And
quite a memorable birthday.
And oh, and then the whole Peter thing. I felt so bad for Cynthia. Peter was there and she was just basically trying to be like, you know, sometimes marriages just don't work.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not 100% at, she was like, I'm not 100% at fault at this. He's not 100% at fault at this. It just, you know, sometimes these things just, there's a lot of factors involved in it and you try to do the best
you can. She has said herself multiple times that she doesn't want to be married, period.
Exactly. So,
it doesn't matter who the guy was. Exactly. She didn't want to be in a relationship.
So, then he walks off, and I'm like, you know what, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like the guilt that he's... Like, I understand she broke his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. But, like...
First and foremost, don't be feeling up people in your club.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about your heart getting broken.
Yeah.
So there
don't
you go.
Be like a trustworthy, nice boyfriend, and maybe none of that would have happened.
Exactly. I still think Cynthia needs to be with Leon, but that's just me. Noelle.
I don't think she needs to be married to anybody.
Oh, no, not married. Just with him.
Yeah.
Because I love Leon. Leon was fantastic in The Temptations.
I have one thing to say about Beverly Hills, which I know is not on right now, but it has come to light that our least favorite person of the entire season will not be back.
Ba-ba-da-ba-bow.
Goodbye, Eden.
So long. Don't let the door hit you. We're the good Lord split you.
Oh, my God. I had an overjoyous reaction when I read that article today.
Oh, yes.
And I immediately screenshotted it and sent it to Danielle and Alex.
So long, farewell.
Moving on to Potomac.
On terms of Beverly Hills, on last night, Saturday Night Live, there was a RuPaul's Drag Race lip sync battle to Erica Jane's Expensive.
I saw that. It was awesome. I did see that.
It was awesome. Potomac?
Yes. Huh. Which I have a few notes. I don't have a lot of notes. Okay. I don't think I watched both episodes, but I'm not sure.
I watched both episodes. They were amazing. The fact that, first episode was Kick the Trick Out when she kicked Giselle out of the party. Then second episode was the aftermath of that.
No, I only watched the first one.
Okay.
So, I like Monique. I've already explained to you that I do like Monique.
I do not.
I see her going places. I do think she's a little nosy. I don't know. I see why people wouldn't like her.
Because she's nosy.
But the reason that I do like her is because I feel like she's coming into this show the way that she needs to. I just think that...
She's pulling an Ashley last season.
Yeah, but she's not quite so whiny as Ashley.
That's because Ashley is young and stupid.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she's doing what Ashley was doing, but a better job at it.
Yeah.
She's getting into people's lives. She's trying to build friendships and, like, what is it called?
Build relationships? Cement her place.
Alliances.
Yeah.
She's trying to build alliances with people. And I think she has some things that, like, people wouldn't like, but I think that the things that people don't like, I think she has to do in her position.
Yeah, probably. They need somebody to stir the pot.
They need someone to stir the pot, and they need someone new.
But they already have somebody to stir the pot. That's
Ashley?
The problem. Yes.
But, no, Ashley's not doing a good job at it.
I'm over having two people stirring the pot.
Ashley's not stirring the pot. We have a group of women, and then we have two women that belong in high school.
Yes.
And those two women are Giselle and Ashley.
Giselle does not belong.
Giselle belongs in high school.
Giselle
is
with
the snooty bitch in high school. And Ashley is the whiny little girl that's trying to be the snooty bitch's best friend.
Giselle just doesn't open up to people quickly.
No, because there's other people on these shows that are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Erica Jane.
Bethany.
Right. There are people
but Bethany
that do
is
that
a snooty
a lot
bitch.
Better. Yeah. Bethany and Giselle belong in high school together. It's just, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you're not acting like an adult. Like, the things that she's doing, like her, I would have kicked her out of my party too.
Yeah.
If she had been acting like that. Like, you're literally acting like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, you're standing in the corner talking shit with your friends. About me at my party.
You should have seen the next episode. She talks about her fish tank.
Oh my gosh.
She was like, the only people I've seen that have a fish tank are like Scarface, the Godfather.
But people have fish. Like, that's what
she's
I'm talking
like,
about.
Last
like,
person
why?
I've seen with a fish tank.
I don't know. Like, I don't
See,
think that's
you know
funny.
What it is? I feel like I'm thriving off of Giselle's entrepreneurial spirit here with the whole everyday hue or every hue beauty. That's it. Every hue
yeah.
beauty. I know what it's like.
I think
like.
Giselle is a strong woman.
And you know what it is?
By herself.
I think, based on the following episode, Monique does not handle certain situations well. And I feel like she... Here's the thing that got me. All right. And this is episode 6, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah, it was called Messy Games. Called Messy Games. Messy, messy, messy. How old is Karen that her mother is 70?
Yeah. That and if she is as young that as threw that me off. Makes her, she don't look good.
That threw me off. When she said her mother was 70, I was like, wait a minute. How old is Karen that her mother is 70?
I don't know, but she has not aged gracefully. I don't have very many notes. I just have that.
I think I do have my notes.
Ashley is not. I used to kind of like Ashley just because I liked her spunk, and she got annoying. I literally in my head, I've just put Ashley and Giselle back in high school, and it was like Giselle was the cool girl that wanted to think she was cooler than me. Okay. And Ashley is the girl that's trying way too hard to be my friend.
I do have notes for episode 5. What kind of straight man is another woman's assistant?
I don't know. That's weird. That was weird. I did see that.
Come on, Hank. Don't do that. The sister relationship between Karen and her sister Bridget, hilarious. Did you see them going to go pick up the cake?
No.
She hates Karen's driving. She's basically like a younger Karen.
Oh my God, maybe I did see that. Yeah. I thought it was her mother. I don't think that was her sister watching the television.
That was her sister. That was freaking hysterical.
That was funny. I thought it was her mother, which made it funny to me.
Oh, the party that Charisse had with the women's NBA.
Oh my God, that was so uncomfortable.
That was so uncomfortable.
Ooh, Charisse, you were rising up for me in this season. I was really digging you.
It's a cat.
And that was rough.
That killed it for me. I just can't. And good on Giselle for caring about Charisse in her time of need. She knows that Charisse is going through a hard time, and she is reaching out to her and being a genuine friend, because regardless of what they go through, they are still going to rebound together and still be friends. And that is what she said on the next episode, and I felt really nice about that.
That is nice.
She actually went to her house and was just spending time with her. I'm like, look at you.
I do think that's nice, but I would like to say that I don't trust it.
I think because they've been friends for so long, I feel like they just had like one of those little sisterly spats and then they're going to be fine. Because they've known each other for ages.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that that's the way it is. Yeah. I feel like Giselle is all drama.
She is.
I feel like no matter what, she's either like way far one way or way far the other.
Yeah.
And that's not a good, really, that's not a good personality to have because.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is. And then, on a final note of episode 5, why are Monique's friends and workers reporting back to her about conversations?
I don't know. That
friend? Oh my God.
Yeah. And I would like to preface all of this and my keenness on Monique with the fact that I texted Danielle and said I like Monique. And then immediately texted her and said, I do not like her friend. Because that is important to note that I did not like her friends.
No.
I appreciate where she's coming from entering this show.
Yeah.
Because I do think that her attitude and some of the things that she's doing is kind of necessary for a new person on the show. Especially one that's not of the age of the other people on
the show.
And
I feel like her friends need to get out.
Her friends need to get out.
Get out,
friends. They don't have the couth to be on the show.
They don't. They are ratchet as hell.
So I don't think they'll last. Girl had missing teeth and shit.
Like, boobs all out, twerking in a sundress.
You can't put that away. The Housewives,
This is Potomac.
We can say whatever we want to say, but if you're on the Housewives, you have to be at a certain caliber.
You do.
And that's not it.
That is so not it.
They're not going to last. They're not going to be able to be back on the show.
They can't.
I know that the producers won't let them on because it was too much.
No. So then it ends with her throwing Giselle out. So Giselle's in front of the car and she's getting ready to leave. And Robin's like, that went 0 to 100. And she's like, yeah, because Ashley was talking shit about you. And I was trying to listen to what she was saying so I could tell you.
Yeah.
So then Rob's like, well, we're not together between her and Juan. They need to work it the fuck out because I can't.
I'm so done with Robin, and I do like her. I do like Robin. I'm done with her on the show, though. I was done with her when she lost all her money. No offense. If I was her real friend, that would not affect me at all with her relationship, but because she's on my Housewives, it's affecting it.
And then all of the Juan drama.
I'm so done with it.
The next episode, it delves even further. because they go back into the party and Giselle leaves because Monique comes out. What y'all doing out here? I'm not with the bull ass. What are y'all doing? And Giselle's like, I'm telling them why I'm leaving. Like, that's why. That's why we're standing out here, because I'm telling them why I'm leaving. Like, that's it.
Did Monique tell her to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. So Giselle was like, I'm telling them why I'm leaving, and then I'm getting in my car.
Right.
Like, they're wondering why I'm standing out here. So I'm explaining why I'm standing out
here. Which she was standing out there because she wanted the attention.
No, she was literally in her car waiting for somebody to move. But then I think it was that her friend had to move his car. So then she got out of the car after that, though. But she was in the car initially.
I feel like that could have.
She was in the car initially. I feel like the producers might have
made it that way.
Well, Robin came out, and then she got out of the car. And then Charisse pulled up, and then she was, like, comforting Charisse because Charisse showed up crying. Okay. And I'm like, you know, it's got to be difficult for her because she's showing up to something where everyone has their spouse except her.
Giselle?
No, Charisse.
Charisse, yeah.
You think about it. Robin had Juan. Ashley had Michael. Karen had Ray. Monique has her husband. Everybody had a spouse except her. That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be rough to deal with. So I can see why she'd be emotional.
I also kind of think of, like, in a situation like that, you should just not come.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's obvious it's going to be hard, yeah. And it's going to be emotional, and those kind of feelings, they subside over time, and it was not the time right away. Like, that's not healthy for anybody.
No.
That's just like, don't go.
It's like trying to put a band-aid on a bullet hole. Like, it's not going to happen.
No. Yeah, it's just not healthy. And, like, Alex and I don't know if you and I have talked about it, but Alex and I have talked about it, where it's, like, the obligations for the show, like, crossing the fourth wall or whatever. Mm-hmm. The obligations for the show, obviously, like, if you get paid extra or whatever to go to things mm-hmm. and, like, go on trips and stuff like that. Because I've made arguments before about, like, why people went on a trip when, like, stuff was going on.
Because they get paid to do it.
Because they get paid to do it. But
at the same time. And they don't get paid as much if they don't. And they run the risk of not being invited back the next season.
But at the same time, what's the cost?
Mentally. Yeah.
Because I think it was Beverly Hills, but I don't remember. But they went on a trip and their kid. It was Ladies of London. Marissa, if you watch Ladies of London, Marissa had her baby and had extreme postpartum depression.
Mm.
Like, extremely bad. And Marissa was not one of my favorite people at the time, and I felt bad for her. Like, just really bad. She was constantly crying, and, like, mm-hmm. she didn't leave the hospital for a long time. She just couldn't stop crying. It was really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a couple months after she had the baby, she's still having postpartum depression, and she went on a trip, like, to Scotland. Like, she had to fly somewhere. And she cried the entire time she was there. And I'm just like, I understand that, mm-hmm. like, you have the obligation on the show, but they're not heartless monsters.
Yeah.
Like, Andy will understand. If exactly. you're like, I have postpartum depression and I'm crying constantly, I'll be fine in a few months. I can't go on a trip right now.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, no, you have to go.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just, like, a spat between them, obviously they'd go.
Yeah.
If there was, like, something like that, then, like, you go. But if it's
different
something
story.
Major, like, Charisse is getting divorced. That's pretty major. There would be a reason
and
for
it's
us
not,
not
even
to
like
go to
it's
dinner.
And it's not even, like, it's something major, like, going on a trip or something.
It's
literally
dinner.
Going to,
like,
someone's house and playing cards.
And we've all seen them not do that before. Yeah. Like, people have
we've
not
seen
gone
it.
To... Bethany didn't
Bethany
go to
Bethany did not go to Ramona's party.
Right.
That
so
comes
not,
up in the next section of our conversation.
Exactly. So it's not even... Like, just don't go.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself. Yeah.
So then Ashley is still pushing the envelope with this whole Juan thing. And, you know, she's like, and this is the Ashley's got to understand. This is the second time that she has tried to get in Robin's business. Because she did it last season, and now she's doing it again.
Tell me she doesn't remind you of that friend in high school that is trying too hard to be your friend.
That's so much.
That's her.
And she's just like, you know, I'm hearing that he's sleeping around with people. And she's like, first and foremost, we are not together. Now, she has said that he wants to be with her, but she is not willing to open that gate.
Well, which is her words.
That's her words. But the problem is, we never hear from him.
Right.
So we don't know what the hell is happening.
He doesn't want to be on
the
show.
We just have to go based on what she's saying. And I honestly think that he's only on the show for financial obligations.
Honestly, reason number three, they shouldn't be on the show.
I need them to get it together.
I need them to get it together and get
so
out.
So then, you know, she's getting all up in her business. So then Monique comes over and she's like, hey, we're supposed to be, like, she sees it getting heated and she doesn't, and Charisse does not appreciate what Ashley is saying to Robin at all. Like, and I can understand Charisse's point because she's basically dealing with the same situation.
Right.
And so Monique is like, hey, we're supposed to be having a good time. Let's kill the bullshit. So she turns the music on, they're all dancing. Ashley, again, goes over to Juan and she's like, oh, well, Robin's dancing, why don't you go dance with her? Shut up! Mind your own fucking business! Please! For once! Just leave it alone! Just once! Just for once! Just for one time! Just leave it alone! So Charisse is pissed at Ashley, but she still needs to go get gowns, and she knows that Ashley was a pageant girl, so she knows that Ashley's going to know some things about gowns. So they go to this gown place, and they wind up getting into it. And Charisse is like, you know, I really didn't appreciate how it all went down, and then Ashley's like losing her freaking mind.
It's not really Charisse's.
It's not, problem. But she was like, you know, I really didn't like how it all came about because, you know, Robin is our friend, and to do that in such a public setting really wasn't the best choice of options. And she was like, you know, I really care, and I don't want her to see, she basically said, I don't want to see her end up in a situation like yours, where you're spending 4 years sitting there trying to wait for a man who's wants nothing to do with you.
Well, but they are divorced.
They are divorced. That's what I'm saying.
Charisse wasn't divorced.
No, Charisse was not divorced. So it's different. It's completely different. But she was like, I don't want to, you know, you're sitting here waiting 4 years for a man who wants nothing to do with you. And then that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So then Giselle goes over to Charisse's house and Charisse is explaining what all happened. And she was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And Charisse told Ashley, go focus on making those babies because, you know, with your husband being, you know, making sure his
swimmers. I saw that, were, yeah.
I was, and Giselle was like, you can't. She was laughing, but then she was like, this is serious. This is serious. Like, oh, she was laughing God. At first, but she was like, no, this is wrong. This is wrong. But it was funny. So she went there to check on her, and then they were like, you know, we should probably get with Robin and just talk to her and be like, and the way Giselle brought it to Robin, I really appreciated. Because she didn't be like, so what's the deal? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. She was like, you know, I know that Ashley came to you and said these things, and how did you feel when she was saying those things to you?
Yeah.
That was the friend way of doing it. She wasn't like, so what's going on? What's the scoop? What's the tea? She was right. Like, how did that make you feel when she said that about what's going on with your situation?
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't, like, digging for information. And that's how I knew that was a friend conversation. That wasn't like a, we're on the show and I'm just going to get the information type conversation.
Right.
That was an actual friend conversation. And then she was like, you know, I just don't want to see you not get the what you deserve in life.
Right.
I want you to be happy. I want you to not worry about, you know, you put the kids first and that's great, but sometimes you need to put you first.
Yeah.
And it's coming from two women who are either already divorced or basically divorced.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just trying to guide her in the right way. And I felt like that was a real friend moment. But that's got to be really tough for Robin to continuously hear the same stuff.
Yeah.
About her relationship over and over. And over.
Which is why she shouldn't be on the show anymore.
It's true. But one thing that this is why I'm saying maybe Monique is the way that she is. So there's a scene in the show where I'm sure you've seen it on the previews where someone is telling her that because she called Giselle a trick, she needs to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That person is her pastor. And her pastor and his wife, the first lady has no name.
She just goes by the first
lady. She's just first lady.
Yeah, I've known people like that.
So the pastor and first lady are also their, not just their pastor and first lady, but their realtor and their godparents to their kids. And basically just, you know, that life. And I'm like, why does first lady not have a name? First of all, what is First Lady's name? Don't keep calling her First Lady. That bothers me. But maybe it's a respect thing. I don't know. So he's telling her she needs to apologize. And she's saying that the way that Giselle was acting reminded her of her husband's mother. Bitch. I can't with you. Your husband's mother. Because your husband's mother doesn't like you, you're going to automatically relate that to Giselle. Come on. And she's like, well, you know, I didn't marry him for his money, but I feel like I'm constantly being judged for it. Yes, you did. Look at him. And look at you.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, Giselle's a nice person. I really like Giselle. I just think that sometimes she reverts back to high school.
And the thing that I realized in this is that First Lady's position was where Giselle was when she was married her husband. Yeah. She was in that role.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Monique does not know how to communicate with her outside of that role.
That's true.
Because Giselle literally was married to a pastor and was the First Lady.
Yeah, that's true.
So that could have something to do with that developmental relationship. That may be brought up later on. Let's rehash on that if that gets brought up later on in the season. I'm sure it will be. And Karen refuses to have open houses in her house. She's all right with private showings, but she will not have open houses in her house.
Yeah, I mean...
Because she said it herself, she wants whoever owns her house to be a snooty bitch. I'm like, you go, Karen.
I got no problems with Karen.
Me neither. You go, Karen Hugo.
She belongs on the show. Well, I can say my quick bit about Sweet Home Oklahoma.
You do that.
And it's real quick, because I won't talk a lot, because it's just not a lot of drama.
I'm going to pet some cats.
Jennifer and Josh go to Fortune Teller, and I thought that was fantastic.
Like Jennifer, a person or like a
fortune teller person? Like they went to get their fortunes read in a little fortune teller place. I don't know.
I'm stealing a Jolly
Everything
Ranger.
On this show is just, it's just a sitcom in a reality form. I can't rave about it enough. If you're just looking for just something super fun and casual to watch, pass time, be a perfect gym show. Like, just fun girls having girl time. It's great. They had a garage sale and it was really funny.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I just spilled all over myself. So can I go? I spilled my tea. What on earth? Are those your debutante gloves?
These are my debutante. You want to see my bow?
Yes, let's see it.
There's no way I could do that. I'd be stuck there forever. Amazing your legs look, though, when you do that.
I am not a friend to go shopping with. I'm not a friend to go out and party with. So a garage sale is right up my alley, even though every garage sale I've ever been involved in makes no money.
Buy this, because they're all...
This looks like cheese. Is this like a cheese?
I think that's a
soap. So those are all wrapped up together?
Is that the soap I just gave you? That's the soap I just gave you from Morocco.
So rude.
That is expensive, expensive soap. I just didn't know, like, what...
I'm gonna smell it back.
I got totally busted.
Mediterranean
busted.
Soap.
Busted. And it was nice of my mother to give me Moroccan soap, not Mediterranean soap. However...
I think they're all kind of same over there, aren't they?
It's not same, same. I will have coffee. I'm going to go get donuts.
All right.
I think we're really going to rake it in.
You think you're going to make like $1,000?
I think I'm going to make around $1,000, which I would be thrilled with.
6 a.m.,
we're going to make lots of money.
Okay.
There's an estate sale close by. I saw the sign when I was driving here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lee had the garage sale, and Lee told her parents, and she was like, so are you guys going to come help? And are you going to have fun and come help? And her mom was like, no, but I'll help. It's like, yes. The only drama in this episode was Pumps feeling bad because she has to move away from her friends.
Mm.
And it was sweet and not super crazy, and I loved it. I can move on to Southern Charm.
Yes, indeed.
And I think I'm going to have these little... So for Sweet Home Oklahoma, I'm just going to give my quick recap on why I liked it and what the only drama was in the show. And for Sweet Home, or for Southern Charm, I'm not going to summarize anything. I won't give any of my opinions. What
did
I'm going
to
do...
text it to yourself.
I did. That's how I take notes. What I'm going to do for Southern Charm is read the best quotes from the show, because there's no quotes quite like Southern Charm's quotes. I can't get enough of them. Here's the first one. I don't have athletic shorts, but I'm a country club all-star.
What?
Yes. We're, like, planning to do things together. That's hanging out, right?
Why?
Yep. The type of woman I'm looking for is interested in me and my reputation.
She's laughing at the look that I just gave her.
Because it's so good. How many drinks do you drink on average? This is a doctor. Do shots count?
Of course they do.
And then the final one, which is maybe the best one. If this doesn't give you a reason to watch this show. In Aspen, they have a saying. It's not your girl, it's your turn. That's so funny. They have the same saying in Vail. I don't like Vail. You're so Aspen. End scene.
What? What took place there?
It was a conversation between two people.
I understand that. However, I'm trying to figure out how many brain cells these people share between them. Not many.
One of them is the stupidest person that I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
Landon, for all you out there. She is dumb as dirt.
I'm gorgeous, pretty sure I've seen a couple of episodes of this show, and I just could not get into it. Because wasn't there like a baby so involved funny. At some point?
I mean, somebody had a kid. Catherine had a kid.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Catherine's back. That is one of my other notes.
And she had a kid with one of the people that's on the show.
Mm-hmm. But she's had two kids with him.
Mm.
At separate times.
Mm.
She's kind of like the worst of the show. It's like rough. She doesn't really belong on the show.
We didn't do New York. Okay, I need to pull up my notes.
I did not watch New York.
So, I was watching. This was episode 5, The Politics of Friendship. Carol's mom, they were driving to Pennsylvania to go campaign for Hillary.
Right.
Their relationship reminds me of me and my mother.
Okay.
They're not too far apart in age, and they're just freaking hysterical. Like, they're the same person. It's hilarious. And Sonia does not have to explain herself. She was sitting there discussing her relationship with Frenchie. Mm-hmm. And her relationship with, I think...
It was weird.
What's his name? Roger? The other guy?
I don't know.
Edward? It was some basic name. But she was like, you know, I'm not sleeping with both of them. I'm, you know, you have your fun with one and you plan on marrying one. But, you know, you just do what you do. But she doesn't have to explain herself. If she was sleeping with both of them, who cares? You can sleep with whoever you want
right,
to, Sonia.
Exactly.
Do you. You are a grown woman. Who cares? Who has your home, do whatever you want, Sonia, do you. So then we get to Carol's party. Carol's election party. It was nice. It was demure. It was apparently hosted by Bethany's people, because Skinny Girl was everywhere, even on the cups.
Oh my god. She's just using the show now for advertisement.
She really is. Like, it was everywhere. And watching the hope before the election, now that we know the results...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch this episode.
...was so painful. Because you can just see the hope of everyone get crushed.
Yeah.
And you know what that feeling is like.
Yeah.
And it was very, very tough to watch. I was like, you know, Carol was all excited... She had all this enthusiasm. Bethany brought her friends, and the one friend had a pussy purse. It was like a literal cat, and it had a little I voted sticker, and she said that her pussy voted, and I was like, oh.
It's
so sad. So then the next day, Carol's reading this speech that she was going to read when Hillary got elected, and she starts crying, and why does she have... letterhead that says Carol Radziwill, like, come on. But
yeah, I can do without all of the politics.
Dorinda went to the party. Bethany went to the party. That's all I remember. But
Dorinda went
in a white pantsuit.
Oh, support.
She had on her white power suit. I was so excited for her.
She was trying. It was an effort.
And yes, white power suit, not white power suit.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
In case you needed to know.
I feel like Sonya and Tinsley's relationship is a little odd. Because Sonya basically expects Tinsley to do everything for her. Yeah. Because when they were at the party, Tinsley went and got herself a drink. And didn't get anything for Ramona.
Like most people would mm-hmm. do.
I mean, if we were at a party, I'd ask you if you wanted something.
But see, and here's the difference, is that they're supposed to be kind of all on the same level. Mm-hmm. If you and I went to a party, we would be sticking by each other's sides the whole time.
Right.
We're not going to a party with, like, five of our closest friends. Mm-hmm. They're going to a party with five of their closest friends. They're all on equal terms. Mm-hmm. They should all be mingling together. Mm-hmm. Like, if...
But there was about 250 people at this party.
Yeah.
So, she... Oh, I didn't have to. Okay. Cool. Sweet. So, it made sense, but at the same time, I was like, eh.
You don't have to get an uproar about it.
You don't have to get into an uproar. And she was like, but we live together. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything about no. getting a drink. Come on.
It would have been polite.
Yeah. So, Ramona thought what Dorinda did, she made it seem that they were having her friend Heather come in. And they were having, like, a little thing. Heather's welcoming. And that there were going to be a lot of eligible bachelors there. So she knew that Ramona would want to go. And Ramona double booked herself.
Oh, my God.
She planned on going to this welcoming and then had a date later. So she goes to the party.
Oh, no, Sonya did that.
So Dorinda was going to pick her up, but Dorinda was running late. And Ramona had already double booked. So Ramona gets in a cab and decides to cab there. And Dorinda's like, but she texted her and said, I'll just meet you there. So Dorinda gets there first. And she's like, she took a cab. She said I was taking too long. She took a cab. So Ramona gets there, gets off the elevator. Everybody yells, surprise. And she's floored. She literally had no idea. Even though Carol almost spilled the beans. She had no clue.
She's not the brightest bulb.
She's not. So... Then, what I liked that she did not cancel on the date. She invited the date to come to the party.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice of her. The problem is, she's surrounded by 250 people that she knows. The date only knows her.
Yeah, that's a little overwhelming.
So...
Did she explain it to him?
She did. She was like, my friend threw me a surprise birthday balls. Party. He came, and, you know, they had a good time. So, you know, it was nice, but... So that was New York.
Yeah. There's a cat. I don't know if I need to watch that episode. I feel probably like that's not. A lot of...
It was a lot to take in.
Yeah. I'm good.
It was...
You did a good recap.
Thank you very You're much. Welcome. I tried.
I think that's it.
I think so.
We got to do our positive vibes. My positive vibe is Paul Jack Runway was this past weekend, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic.
Eric Troy Smith and his family were there.
They were there, and they paid for all of the adoptions that evening. Okay. There were 46 adoptions that he paid for. So, go Torrey Smith.
Go Torrey Smith.
It was amazing.
Who is he playing for next season? The Eagles?
I think the Eagles. No, it's 4 hours long, and it starts at 6, and it's supposed to go till 10, and I didn't want to go the whole time.
Makes sense.
Runway starts at 8.
Gotcha.
So, we went... closer to 8. I think we got there at like 7:45. We walked around for a minute and then went and sat down and watched the runway and then we left. So we were only there for like an hour and a half and we got like the most out of it, I think, that nice. We could have got because we weren't going to spend money.
Yeah, and plus 4 hours is a lot of time.
And I think that a lot of it has a lot to do with the people that spend like $75 for the food and the drinks and stuff. And we didn't do that. We spent $25 just for the tickets to get in. Makes so sense. Like... If we were eating and drinking, then I'm sure we would have been able to stay longer.
Are they going
to
have gluten-free beer at Brew at the Zoo?
I don't know.
If they have Angry Orchards, I think you'll be fine.
Yes, I can drink cider.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Positive vibe?
Positive vibe. My positive vibe would have to be this past week at work. And let me tell you why. We thought it was going to be a shit show mm-hmm. because one of our coworkers is on vacation right now. She's currently in Paris.
Nice.
Yeah, she went to Europe and she's doing her thing for 2 weeks. I think she's got a secret life over there. I don't know. But we thought it was going to be a disaster. Because the problem is we've been dealing with a lot of stuff going on at work between the shutdown and the crash that we had with the ransomware, and we weren't able to get the stuff, and we weren't able to get payments and stuff, and it's just been a giant cluster since January the 1st. The year started off horribly as far as work. But we're starting to... We were drowning, and before Stephanie left, we were kind of like treading water. Like, our head was above. We were doing pretty good. Now we're starting to swim to shore.
That's good.
So I have to say our positive vibe would have to be the fact that this week there have been, knock on wood, no major disasters. We even crisis averted that whole Gmail Google Doc thing. Mm-hmm. That happened to us.
Yeah, it happened to us, yeah.
I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, it happened to us, too.
But we figured it out without Stephanie. We got it done.
Nice.
And I felt really good because I was like, we can... Actually, and she texted me today. She was like, how's everything going? I was like, well, we haven't all burned the place down or rage quit, so it's going pretty good.
It's going well. We've got it.
But I gotta say, that's my positive vibe, is the fact that this past week at work, everything has been even Steven.
That's awesome.
And I'm hoping that it continues into this week.
Well, so that's it.
Yeah.
So if you have any negative or positive vibes that you want to tell us, or
recommendations,
any recommendations, or any opinions on any of the housewives / brethren. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
So
recommendation.
Huge recommendation. Ooh, I'm going to look up.
She's going to look them up, but I'm going to delve further into this. So Iced Coffee Pod can be found on Instagram at Iced Coffee Pod, Twitter at Iced Coffee Pod, Facebook at Iced Coffee Pod, and our website, icedcoffeepod.com. We can also be reached by email at icedcoffeepod@gmail.com. Because of this, we have been having Twitter conversations
with the two guys from Two Guys Podcast, which I wanted to look up. So Adam with the good beard and Hiro, and I think it's Hiro Nunez Music is the other guy's Instagram. They're amazing, and they're so sweet and nice, and their podcast is incredible. It's just the two of them talking about movies. They watch a movie every week and then talk about it. They also have a mini-sode series about Drag Race.
Recommendation, can you guys do Jurassic Park? Because I really like that movie. Yeah. And I would love to watch it and see how you feel about Jurassic Park.
Well, speaking of that, I had tweeted something, or I Instagrammed something about Bridget Jones' Diary, and they commented on it, and I asked them to do it, and they said that they were going to do it.
See,
look so, at that. I'm so, like, just a huge recommendation. Their podcast is great.
Go listen to it. Are they more like rom-com people? Because they might not do Jurassic Park if they're like
rom-com. No, they do all kinds of stuff.
Okay, good.
They've done a bunch. They are one of the only podcasts that I've gone back and listened to, like, every single one they've done.
My favorite repetitive line from Jurassic Park: we've spared no expense.
On that note, it kills me
every time he says that. I'm always like, ha-ha, no expense.
On that note, we'll see y'all later.
We'll see you guys next week.